Okay, guys, we are in record mode. This is Tim Darnell in Allen, Texas here. We've warmed up just a little bit, so we've been in a deep freeze for quite some time here, but I think most of the nation has, so nothing new here. But great to have you on the line. A lot of names I didn't really recognize out there, so we're really growing like crazy right now. And this call will be recorded, and we'll have it up on timdarnell.org a little bit later on. And we're coming off, as most of you know, our NYKO weekend, and what a weekend it was. I just got to tell you from a personal standpoint, one of my takeaways, and I would like to hear from several of you later that were there, or you tuned in on TV to see this event, the streaming aspect of it. But what a phenomenal event! I was sitting there on Friday, and I'm sitting there with Caleb, who is my 18-year-old son. And he sort of walked into the room, you know, and eyes big and seeing everything that's going on, hearing the loud music, seeing all the lights, the drummers, the DJ, and just everything that was there. And one of the first things that happened at NYKO is they introduced PETA Kelly. And my son had the privilege of sitting there and listening to this phenomenal soul, this being, just incredible person. It's about intellect, yes, phenomenal intellect, phenomenal success at Isagenix, no question about that. But just to hear her talk and the way she does life and the way she thinks about things, or her attitude or perspectives, and just about her whole being, her family, the business itself, and her relationship to the Coovers, and just everything that she came across with. And to have my son sit there, it's one thing for Kathy and I to hear it, and it's just phenomenal for us. If he was not there, it would have been sensational just for us. But to have Caleb open his mind to that kind of thinking, that entrepreneurial type thinking, was the greatest pleasure in my life. I mean, he's been exposed to so many great things, to great schools, phenomenal spiritual background in church and Young Life and all the different things that we're in tune with, ministries. And those things are fantastic, no question about it. But to hear this kind of thinking, this entrepreneurial thinking, just absolutely boggled his mind. And he's probably going to go consultant here in the next 24 to 48 hours. And putting people in the business and talking to people. He's so excited. He's the typical vomit over everybody he talks to, which we all should. We should have that kind of enthusiasm. Maybe not quite so wordy, but he got people in front of me. And so we had great sessions with some very qualified people. And so I'm just telling you that what these conferences do, and for many, many people out there, they don't understand the value of these conferences. Understand the value of personal development, of podcasts, of the different calls, this call right here, they don't understand that. And so, but what it does, it helps us interrupt old patterns that have put us in the position that we're in currently. And all of a sudden, we hear this new information, and our patterns are disrupted, and all of a sudden, this new thinking comes into our life, and we're able to process life a different way. And so it's just, and you don't know what that is. You don't know what is going to be said that will trip your trigger and totally change and disrupt the way you've been thinking, so that you can think more profitably in a way that is more, that's bigger, and that will take you to much, much greater heights in life as far as service to others, as far as accomplishment, as far as being able to be of value to other people on this planet. And so one thing that PETA did, and I want everybody to do this, I'm going to give you an example of it. PETA asked us to write a letter to money. I want you to write that down, write a letter to money. And that's probably a very strange concept for everybody out there. I mean, why in the world, money's inanimate, you're going to write a letter to money? Well, in my experience, and I'm getting up there in age a little bit, but I've dealt with thousands and thousands of people, and I see most people have very screwed up ideas about money and what it is, and the value of it, and how to use it, and the relationship to money. You know, if you have a bad relationship in a marriage with a spouse, that marriage is probably not going to go far. And I don't mean to step on any toes, anybody listening to this, but you know that to be true. If the relationship's not good, then nothing much is going to come out of it. Well, if your relationship with money is in that same genre or that same category where it's not very good, then you're not going to go far as success in business is concerned, and success in investing is concerned, and success in dealing with money. So I want to read my letter that I wrote to money. I thought that was the most incredible idea I think I'd ever heard in a long, long time. Because when we get our relationship and our thinking and our heart and our mind, our soul, with this thing called money, because you say, well, I want to just disregard money. Well, you can't do that. And so what we want to do is we want to make sure that our relationship is good. So make sure your phone's on mute, if you would, please. Got a little bit of background noise there, not bad. Make sure you're muted out, and then I'm going to open up the call to some comments later as we go along. So I've written a letter to money. Here it goes. Dear Money, we've had a very long relationship for literally decades, and this is a personal letter to you to make sure we understand each other. You are actually quite a great thing in my life, especially when I use you with command, discretion, and balance. We're really great friends when I take the reins, take control of you, and I know you're good with that. You know I'll take care of you. Although I used to dislike the fact that you could be really problematic in my life, I realize now that I just wasn't being disciplined in using you. So sorry, my bad. But also I find the fact that you can be very powerful to be a tremendous positive advantage at this stage of my life. So I intend to create a larger presence for you day by day, month by month, and year by year. Yeah, I used to be intimidated by you, worried about you, and just upset that I even had to care about you. So I, for the most part, didn't. But things have changed for me, and that's a whole lot better for the both of us. You know, I love what you have done and continue to do for my family, our recreation opportunities, our travel, our many ministry opportunities, our comfort, and our overall future. I love the fact that I can multiply you by simply taking a portion of you on a consistent basis and putting you in appropriate investment vehicles, all of which, as you know, are booming right now. I love that when I've treated you well, you can come to the aid of my friends, my family, and even those I barely know at a moment's notice. Yeah, you do that very well. I find you better to have in my life, but I don't worry about not having enough of you around anymore. You are not the provider. Christ is the provider. You and I both know that. You are simply a measuring stick of the value that I have placed into other people's lives. When I find you to be in shorter supply, I simply start giving away more and pouring more of my time and you into others. I love that you provide access to so many wonderful facets of life, but let's get this straight. I don't really love you. And at the same time, I don't at all hate you. I will be using you in an increased role in my life in 2018. Regarding you, Money, I'm going to enter into a new denomination zone, meaning the amounts I've been playing with you to this point is no longer the size game I will be playing starting today and in the future. I will be using much greater quantities of you with more zeros at the end of the string of numbers we personally assigned to you and identified you with. We consider that formally good income. No more. I'm adding a new zero to the end of the string of numbers I was formerly comfortable with, and I know you're good with that. You're wide open to that. I know you'll help me, and you're available in much greater amounts than I've previously implemented. You're more than glad to comply with our new reality. You're just waiting on my approval and for me to throw the switch, and you have my full approval. So thanks for being my friend, Money. We've got a lot to do, a lot of people to help. Kathy and I and our growing family have a lot of life to live, and we really appreciate you coming along so consistently and in such big numbers. But the past utilization of you is nothing compared to what we're about to utilize. I value you and will be bringing a whole lot more of you into the picture as we build our business bigger and bigger. We're expanding our minds. We're expanding our activity. And I know you'll be gladly expanding with us. I used to be anxious and worried about you, but not anymore. I know you'll be there when I need you. So thanks again, Money. I'll be hitting you up as we speak tomorrow and throughout all of 2018. So welcome to the party. We're going to have a blast. Your friend, Tim Darnell. So that's my take on it right there, and just some ideas about money that I think all of us need to really dig down and to and to really grapple and wrestle with this concept. If you've got a fear of moving into the next income bracket, which you say, well, that's crazy. Nobody would fear moving into the next income bracket. And yet, that's actually true. Because what we want to do is we want to live in the world we've always lived in the comfortable world we've always lived in. And if we're moving into a new income bracket, that's just not really comfortable to us. That's a whole new pattern. And so what our conferences do and what our podcasts do and what a call like this does and what our books, our personal development books that we're reading do, they start to change the old patterns that we've always lived in. And until we do that, until we're willing to change and to get to the next level and open our minds to it and think in terms of those denominations, in terms of that cash flow, think about what your income is right now. And I want you to put a zero on the end of that and see if you feel comfortable with making that your new income. And so it really is a mind game. It's a mind trick. Your mind can play tricks on you and keep you in the past, keep you bound to those old paradigms. And that's why these functions are so profound. For me to get around Jay Bennett and listen to how he thinks, to be in a training session with him, which many of you on this call were at NYKO, you know that this guy is a player. And it's a much different world from what you and I are living in, and I include myself in that. We've had great success at Isagenics, but nothing compared to what Jay has had. And so I'm latching on to every phrase that he says, particularly the way he thinks, the way he puts sentences together, and what he's doing as far as planning and working with other people and helping other people succeed wildly. And I told a gentleman last night, we had a little lunch party over here, sipping sample type thing with him. 20-year-old young man brought in by Caleb, got sharp as a tack. I mean, he got the comp plan, you share, they share, repeat. He got that immediately. He was all over it. And we were just talking about it, and I said, listen, here's what I'm going to offer to you that nobody else probably will ever offer to you. And I showed him geometric progression, 5. 25, 125, 625, 3125, 15625, 46,000. And I said, here's what you want to be doing. You want to build a team from this point in your life, and it's not even fair that you're this young and are starting doing this. I told Caleb the same thing. You guys have a tremendous opportunity ahead of you, but you're not going to be told about this by schooling. You're not going to be told about it by employers. You're not going to be told about it probably by anybody, and that you slipped through the cracks and were able to come in and talk with us about this and see the concept of network marketing and Isagenics at this young age. It is a true, true win for you guys. Now, you can freak out, and you can D-O-U-B-T, and you can start finding reasons why not to do this if you want to. But if you want to build this and start building a team, make a bunch of mistakes in the beginning. Do it completely wrong for maybe a year or 2 years, but eventually you'll get it right. You'll start getting better and better and better at this opportunity, and I'm going to be there with you every step of the way. And all you've got to do is pick up the phone, put me on the phone with your prospect, and listen hard. Listen with intent to hear what I'm saying. I'm not the best at this. I'm not even great at this. I wouldn't say that, but I would say I'm consistent. And I've learned a lot over the years, and you can pick up a ton of advice from me on what to do, what not to do. And by the way, I've done everything not to do probably 50 to 100 times, so I know for sure not to do those things, but I also know what to do. And I know that we have a two-step process here, and I want you to write this down in big letters on your notes here. They both start with N, I-N. The first is inform. And the second is EN, enroll. Inform and 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 enroll. And you get into that mode and really make that your modus operandi of what you do in life. And say, look, that's more important than virtually anything you can do, because the more you do that, the bigger your team's going to get, and at some point it's going to get out of your control, which is exactly what you want to see happen. You want to see that happen in a very strong, good way. Your team gets out of control. So anyway, I just wanted to share some of these ideas with you. I do want everybody participating in the January Jolt, and know that you can get this done. Today's the 18th. We've got till the end of the month, the 31st, and we can get this done. You can at least get the first level, the 5 enrolled. And if you can get 5 enrolled, you can get 3 more enrolled, get to the second level, which is 8 enrolled, for a $500 bill there on top of all the money that you'll make by enrolling 8 people. Enrolling 8 people is going to make you a lot of money. There's no doubt about it. Now tack on an extra $500 for enrolling 8 people, and even go for that 12 where you're going to make an extra, on top of everything else, an extra $1,000. What a promotion that is. Phenomenal promotion. Now let's do a little housekeeping, give you guys something to look over, and that's called IsogenicsEvents.com, IsogenicsEvents.com. And going through there, I enrolled a gal this afternoon, a gal from Fayetteville, North Carolina. That's one of my former hometown. That's where I graduated high school. And she's a classmate of mine, and love her to death. I've always loved her. And just the sweetest soul you ever met in your life. And so she's ready to get her health back and to get moving again as far as feeling better and knocking off, you know, 15, 20 pounds, that kind of thing. But I was going through Isogenics events, and lo and behold, there is an event in Fayetteville, North Carolina coming up. I went, wow, how is that possible? So what you need to do is be informed about the events that are going on. We got one in Dallas coming up. We got one in Fort Worth coming up. We got one in Houston coming up, San Antonio. And I'm just talking the Texas area, but wherever you're at, you look down that list, there are dozens of these meetings, and make it a point to get to these meetings and support those meetings. Be there to pick up the information for yourself, but also to be there for the energy of that room and to help other people understand what an incredible class act and event and just thing to do in life Isogenics is. Your support there will help that event be better than ever. And so you want to do that. So Fayetteville, North Carolina coming up. I mean, I could not believe the coincidence of that. I don't think I've ever seen an event in that particular town in my life. It's probably like when you buy a new car and you never saw anybody else drive it at all. The second you buy that new car, you're going to see that same car pull up beside you and behind you and in front of you and pass by you. But whatever, it's important to be informed about the events. Many of you have lived in multiple locations. You've got friends, family in those locations. Get them to the events. If you do nothing else, you know, we talk about inform and enroll. Those are two great things, but there's another one, and that's invite. Invite. So we want to invite people to those events and get them to those events and be persuasive about getting people to those events, and don't just get them to the events. You've got to be there. And so I want us all as Team Freedom to pledge to really be event inviters and event goers, and not just make excuses. I'm going to stay home. I'm not going to do this. That just leads to nothing. It leads to complacency and mediocrity, and certainly not a bigger team. And so you want to be part of the activities, the very exciting activities that are going on. New products, product certifications, lines of products that we know work 100% of the time on every single person. And we're adding value to their life and changing their life. So all of those things combined together are just the way that we boom our business. It's the concepts, the thinking, the expansion of our thinking, the expansion of our activities that really make things happen in your life. Don't be afraid of that next level of income. Put that zero on your current income. If you're making $4,000 a month, put another zero on there and see what that would mean for your life. And let me tell you, it is here. It's absolutely here. You're going to be building and building and building. You're going to get some people that don't resonate with this. You're going to get people that do resonate with this and become customers. And then somewhere on your left team and somewhere on your right team, somebody's going to emerge. It's going to be a God thing. It's not even going to be in your control. It may not even be your enrollee, but somebody's going to come into your business that goes, this is the most incredible thing I've ever seen in my life. It beats anything else out there. Oh, let's get a job and work for 40 years and have a boss that tells us when and if we can go to the bathroom or not. Yeah, that's a life. That's a great life. No, it's not. This is a life of freedom. This is a life where we call the shots and we're in control. And like that letter to money, we will start becoming in control of our money if we will do the little things to put this thing in place. And I'm here for you to do that. But I will tell you this. If you're not going to the events and you're not plugging in, I can't help you. There's nothing I can do for you. And it's really, it's not, you know, it's just not right to ask me of my time if you're not going to do those basic things. So be sure to do those basic things. Commit to those things. They're exciting. It's a privilege, tremendous privilege that we have in our life to be able to do this, to be able to put together our financial future in such a way that we don't have to ever worry about money again in our life. And so we can go on to much more important subject matter than money. We can go about the business of helping other people, of helping society become better, of funding ministries, funding charities, of funding organizations that deserve to be funded, go into Africa and bring in surgeons that can deal with cleft palates, and you paid for the entire thing, and you ridded that village of these poor kids, man, that have that, just, and that's just one idea of many. How about putting water into villages that have had no potable water, and the water that supply they have is killing them because it's so bacteria-laden and just not suitable for human consumption. We can do those things if we'll get our heads to the grindstone, have fun doing it, and recognize and be grateful to God for this privilege that he has given us to be part of this. So what I want to do is open up the lines here and just give you some ideas to start this thing. But I'd love, especially those of you, if you streamed on live stream or you were at the event, your takeaway, and I know your takeaway is probably something very different than mine, but it's very important that we hear that. It's also very important that we hear your voice and that you speak up and that you let it be known what happened to you at the event, what about the event just really tripped your trigger and changed your life in whatever way. So whoever would like to speak up first, if you would, take yourself off mute, and who would that person like to be?
Hey, Tim.
I heard a male voice there. Who was it?
That's Rick.
Hey, Rick, come on out, brother.
Well, as you know, we didn't make it to the event, but we stream it, and that is a good way of catching, maybe 80%, I don't know. But it was worth attending online, and it was... it was impactful. There were a few technical problems a couple of times, but if you can't go, live, that's another option that really works. And one of my main takeaways was just learning about the prize, PRISE, protein pacing, resistance training, interval training.
Stretching.
Stretching. Yeah, can't remember all these. And then the E was endurance. And all this was done by a third party researcher who spoke at the event, and just. It was amazing to me, the results that were happening with people that were doing his routine and using Isagenics products and doing the other exercises as well. So we're going to start doing that, and hopefully they're going to come up with some more specific ways to do some of these stretches and exercises that they recommend.
Yeah, that was very, very exciting information, and coupling that with everything else that we have. So now you can add not just health and wellness, but fitness, the category of fitness. So you might want to write that down and have command of this language here. everybody listening on the call here. So health and wellness, I say that a lot. I say weight loss a whole lot. I say performance a whole lot. Energy, healthy aging, those kind of things. How about fitness now? We just added that to the whole equation. And so I'm with you, Rick, just very, very exciting. Anything else, Rick?
No, my wife probably has something.
Come on out, Sharon. Love to hear from you.
Yeah, the thing that impacted me the most was pizza, obviously. And if you, any of you who can watch a replay of that, oh, my goodness. It was really amazing to hear her perspective, like you said, Tim. And I've written my letter to money as well. But after hearing yours, I think I'm going to go and do some more work on it.
Okay. Well, I'm sure it's good. But it's a subject that you don't just grapple with for a few seconds or a few minutes or even a day. I mean, it's something you got to be. It's like a marriage. It's a lot of work involved with this relationship with money. So I love that you've done that and are following her advice on that. And I encourage everybody to do that. You've heard my example, and it gets you thinking. And let's get good relationships with money, solid relationships, not worshiping money, not the love of money, but how do we use it? How do we have a relationship with money that really is effective for us? Thank you, Sharon. Good stuff. Who else would like to have jump out here?
Hey, this is Juliana, California in Florida, yes. And I want to reiterate what she just said. What she had to say about PETA's presentation, it was amazing, actually. I recorded it on my computer. I'm going to put it on CD and listen to it over and over again because everything she had to say was just phenomenal. She's really a gift. She really is. The information that she shares with us and gives us a chance to really think about and change our lives with. So PETA was amazing.
She has a level of consciousness that I think we can all aspire to have. And I love her. I think Eric could not have picked a better mate. And I remember I was in, we were in Paris. We'd won a trip to Paris. And I was walking along with Kathy, and coming toward us was Eric holding PETA's hand. That was the first time I'd heard of that. I didn't know they were even an item. And I did a double take. I remember looking at him, looking away, and then looking again and going, oh, my God. it's a match made in heaven. But I'm with you, Juliana, and man, what a presentation. That was fantastic. And then, Juliana, tell us about the women's panel on the second day. What'd you get out of that?
Those are some very wise women. That would be another one that would be worth reviewing over and over again. If you were at NYKO, you will have access to those for free. You know, it's a coupon in your back office. You can get to all the recordings. If you did not get the live streaming or you weren't there, for $50, you have access to everything that went on at NYKO, and you would be able to watch those over and over again. I believe it's for 90 days. So the information was priceless. I mean, these are people who've been through the trenches. These are not people who got lucky. They worked. They've been through the hard times, as PETA and some of the other women will tell you. And to hear their stories can help equip you to get through the inevitable hard times to get to where you want to go as well.
Well, and you got to tell about your upline here, because you texted me, and it just so happened that we were in the same restaurant at the same time. And you texted
that was
me. I put my hand on your shoulder, and you were like, what in the world?
Yeah, what an upline. I text you and you just show up in person.
that was pretty coincidental. That was great.
That was funny.
Juliana, thank you so much. Great seeing you this past weekend, and what an event. Wow. Got time for one more. Who else would like to come on?
Hey, Tim, it's Roseanne.
Hi, Roseanne. Come on out here.
Hi there. Thank you, Tim. I just want to elaborate a little bit on PETA. I watched her, and yes, this little gal is incredible, and she is wise beyond her years. I've said that since the day that I met her, first saw her at a celebration. But one thing I want to elaborate on a little bit, because I know we have a guest on the line who's in her 20s, And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that PETA Kelly was introduced to Isagenics when she was 22 years old and became a millionaire, I think at 26, somewhere right in that area. This woman is incredible, incredible. Just, it's so amazing that, I mean, we have so much to learn from these young people. They're just, we have so many wonderful young people in our organization that are just, they're incredible to learn from. The other thing I want to mention is listening to the scientist. And, you know, I was watching Dr. Paul the other day, and now I can't remember the other scientist's name who was on stage at Celebration. At NYKO. But
Dr. Paul Arcero?
Yes, yes. Oh, my gosh. You know, I want to share this because here's what came to my mind as I was listening to his incredible information. And I'm so impressed with the fact that here is a scientist, doctor scientist, who studies nutrition. And as he studies and looks at all this information with Isagenics, he was so profoundly taken away by what he saw here. And he said, clearly, this is the best nutrition you can put in your body. And it was so great to hear that. And the one thing that came to my mind was, and I'm going to incorporate it in my presentations, is how would you like to carry scientists around with you to for information as to what you're putting into your body? Is it safe or not? Because that's what we do. I mean, we literally have access to all these scientists, to the doctors, to all their information that, you know, most people never know about. And so I was so impressed with the scientific panel with, you know, the women that were on stage. I mean, just the whole thing. And to have access to all of that wonderful information for $50, I mean, if you can't go... And at least we have live streaming, and I don't know of other companies that do that, but it's just incredible. The whole thing is so incredible. I'm just taken away. And almost 5 years in the business, and it's like, oh, my gosh, this learning, this power of learning that we have, it's more than I've ever come to grips with anything in my life. But thanks for letting me share, Tim.
Roseanne, great, great words there. And, you know, this scientist coming on an independent science, he is not employed by Isagenics. He's coming in and telling his findings in the clinic with these multiple measurements that they do with athletes and then with just people that are wanting to lose weight and that kind of thing, particularly postmenopausal women, which is the hardest demographic to lose weight on. And the studies done on that and just the things. This is all peer-reviewed medical scientific journals where this information is appearing. And so unlike the other companies out there, people always ask me all the time, they say, well, what's the difference between you and da-da-da? And I have one word, and the word is results. Results. And so I want you guys, you're going to be asked this a bunch as you build your business, and you might want to take a cue on that. Okay, one last thing I want everybody to do, and thanks for all who shared, Rick and Sharon especially, and Juliana and Roseanne, thanks for stepping up and sharing on our team call tonight. I want you to go into Team Freedom and please make welcome Martha Whitfield, who is our brand new regional director. She is the sweetest, most wonderful woman and willing to bend over backwards to help you, our team, and the whole region. Go in there, give her a warm welcome. Don't just put welcome on there. Put many words on there to let her know that she's loved, and we're glad to have her. And so it's not been replied to much. I know a lot of you are doing different things, but go into Team Freedom. Make sure you, in particular, reply to that particular post. With that being said, guys, thanks for being on the call tonight. Tim Darnell here. Look forward to talking with each of you. And we're building big. I mean, this is time for focus. It's time to make this thing happen. You guys have a great night. God bless you. I love you, and we will talk real soon.
Thank you, Tim.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night, Tim.